All right, then we'll kick things off. We have another quick take, OSHA quick take, the Cal OSHA series, with Kara Maciel and Rachel Kahn. And today we're talking about tips and strategies for preventing and responding to workplace violence incidents. And California is taking the lead in implementing the first workplace violence ruling in the country. So Kara and Rachel are gonna run us through what that's going to look like for employers.
Great. Thanks, Scott. My name is Kara Maciel. I am founding partner of Kahn Maciel Carey, and I lead the firm's labor and employment practice group. I represent employers on all variety of employment issues, and labor and employment and workplace violence has been something that has been really bubbling up over the last couple of years. So we are hosting a webinar on April 24th, Wednesday, April 24th at 10 a.m. Pacific time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, in which we'll be talking about tips and strategies for preventing and responding to workplace violence incidents. This webinar is going to cover a variety of information, but really tips and strategies on understanding what constitutes workplace violence. You know, how has that been defined by federal and state regulators? You've got the EEOC, which is the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission, and OSHA. They have really been digging in to provide guidance on what happens with workplace violence and what their enforcement priorities are. So the webinar will cover those two federal agencies' enforcement priorities. We'll also talk about various legal risks that employers can face associated with workplace violence, some best practices for workplace violence prevention, and then finally, some tips on how to respond to a workplace violence incident in your work environment. From my perspective, you know, handling employment law, there has been a variety of focus from the EEOC in recent years on workplace violence. And what they really do is they really prioritize the way to effectively and prevent workplace violence, particularly in the form of workplace harassment. So as employers are thinking through the ways that they prevent harassment in the workplace, that is sort of one area that the EEOC focuses on how to stem any other type of workplace violence. But unfortunately, workplace violence doesn't just happen, you know, with harassment. There's also other things that can lead to violence in the workplace as you're approaching challenging terminations, other types of counseling employees in the workplace. And so you need to think about various liabilities that employers can face, not from the EEOC, but also thinking through just common law violations like negligent hiring. Are you conducting the right kind of background checks for your workplace? Are you appropriately supervising individuals that may display some characteristics or risk factors for violence in the workplace and other types of issues? So those are the types of various legal risks that we'll be covering in the webinar. And I'll kick it over to Rachel to talk a little bit about what OSHA considers as well as the Cal OSHA new regulatory schemes.
Yes, in addition to everything that you should be considering under employment laws and common law at the federal level for OSHA, you know, we've certainly seen a pickup in enforcement under the general duty clause in the past couple of years. Fed OSHA does not have any specific workplace violence prevention standards or regulations yet, but we've seen a pickup in enforcement under the general duty clause. And historically, we've seen that mostly in the healthcare settings, but we have seen them pick up outside of the healthcare settings as well. So we will go through, you know, the citations there, what we're seeing Fed OSHA start to focus on, and what industries we start to see Fed OSHA focus on. And of course, the big change in workplace violence prevention has been the new Cal OSHA or California regu statute under SB 553 that goes into effect July 1. And there are some very onerous requirements for employers. It's a general industry applicability. So it's going to apply to every employer within the state unless you fall under a very narrow exception. So California has had workplace violence and healthcare regulation since 2017. So it's not going to, of course, apply to those employers. And if you have 10 or less employees at a work site and it's not open to the public, it's not going to apply. But for everybody else, you're going to have to be in compliance by July 1. And we're going to go through that in some detail as well.
Yeah, that's great. That was the two questions I had, is just when does it take effect, and who are those organizations that fall into that exception? So covered all my questions off. So as Kara mentioned, it'll be April 24th. And sorry, you said 1 p.m.?
1 p.m. Eastern time and 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Right. And be there for the hour and your questions, and Kara and Rachel and team, I'm sure, will be super happy to help you out and answer those. Big changes, aggressive changes, it sounds like, and definitely need to tune in to see how it's going to impact you and your organization. So thanks so much for joining. We'll have all the details in the description below. So we'll have a link to the webinar, so you can just click over and sign up and see everybody on the 24th.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks so much.